He was about the queerest looking feller I ever seed. His hair was long and black and hung right down to his shoulders. It was freezing weather, but he didn't wear no shoes. And on top of his head, he wore an old tin pot. The only time he ever took it off was when he used it to cook his mush in. The first time I ever seed him, he stuck out his hand and he said...
Howdy, friend. I'm pleased to make your acquaintance. I'm traveling this way doing business for God and planting some apple trees. My name's John Chapman, but most folks call me Johnny. Johnny Appleseed.
This is Inheritance. Presented by the National Broadcasting Company in cooperation with the American Legion. Stories out of the great fabric of vision, struggles, and accomplishments of the American past. Stories of our inheritance.
It was somewhere in the year about 1805 that all this commenced that I want to tell you about. Pa, Ma, and me was living along the Cinnamahoning Creek in the Pennsylvania country. Pa had set himself up a grist mill, and we eked out enough to get by, but it wasn't much to brag on. It was getting along toward spring, and Pa sent me out to track down a show to his that got out of the pig pen while we were sleeping. I followed the pig's tracks most of the day, and long towards dusk, I still hadn't caught up with him. I was getting right tuckered out, so I was getting ready to take a rest, when I spied this queer-looking man off in the clearing in the wood. He looked to be planting something, so I went over and made myself known to him.
Howdy, friend. I'm pleased to make your acquaintance. I'm traveling this way doing business for God and planting some apple trees. My name's John Chapman, but most folks call me Johnny, Johnny Appleseed. Who might you be?
Will Stevens. My pa owns a grist mill about 5 miles up the river. What you planting, mister?
Appleseed, son. This here'll make a prime orchard someday.
Nobody lives nowhere close here. Just an old empty field. What you putting an orchard here for?
Oh, there'll be people here sooner or later. There's pouring out of them eastern cities like water off a duck's back. Heading west.
Heading for trouble, too. There's been a band of Oswegos in these parts, burning and pilfering. Pa's seen them twice.
Boy, the Oswegos is a friendly nation. They won't come raiding unless someone provoke them into it.
They got a grudge against Pa. He shot one of them once for stealing a side of hog meat.
Oh, it grieved my heart to hear a killing.
He wasn't nothing but an Indian.
He was one of God's children, same as we all be. All living things is God's children.
Well, I enjoyed talking to you, mister, but I gotta catch up with that shoat before nightfall, or Pop'll skin me.
Which way do you live, friend? Maybe I'll stop by and plant an apple orchard for your pa.
It's off that way where you see the... Mister!
Something's on fire over there.
That's Pa's place. I gotta get over there.
Wait a minute, son. I'm coming with you.
It wasn't much use us rushing. By the time we got there, the fire had burned the whole house down, and the mill, too. In the light of the fire, I went around looking for my folks. Pa! Ma! Pa!
Will, son.
Yes, sir. You seed anything of them?
I found them, boy. It's out there, the edge of the creek.
They aren't...
Yes, son. Indians.
Oh, Ma. Pa.
I've done some preaching, son. I'll help you with the burying and the words to be said.
Thank you, sir. Thank you kindly.
So we commend to thee, O Lord, all that have been mortal of these two poor folks. There was hard and industrious workers and good parents to this boy here. And whilst we mourn their passing, we take comfort in knowing they has reaped their heavenly reward. And they are dancing on thy golden streets tonight. And we will all be reunited on that great morning of judgment. We ask forgiveness for our sins, Lord, and good weather for the growing of apple trees. Amen.
Amen.
What do you aim to do, Will?
I aim to find me a job or work. And when I got me enough money, I'm gonna buy myself a gun. And I'm gonna track down them responsible for killing Pa and Ma.
Son, I know there's bitterness in your heart, but killing ain't going to cure that. Time will make it so it don't hurt so bad. But your folks is happy now. They're going to their reward. Would you want to punish them that sent them there?
I aim to.
Was they all the folks you had in the world?
No. I got some folks out in the Ohio country. Pa got a brother out there, Mr. Buck Stevens.
Well, now, why don't you just fall in company with me? I'm going that way to take care of my orchards. Didn't you ever crave to see the Far West?
One day, maybe I'll see it.
I'm a funny-looking cuss, and I might strike you a little bit demented, but I'm good company for traveling, and I know the way. Come on along with me, Will.
Well, I'll come with you, mister. But I'm coming back here one day. I've got a score to settle.
Well, if you're coming back, I've got some extra saplings. Let's put them in the ground, and when you get back, you'll have an orchard waiting for you.
We set out the apple saplings that night, using all the plants Johnny carried with him. And soon after dark, we went to sleep on the cold ground. I don't remember what time it was, but sometime during the night, I heard...
Will.
What is it?
We better tend to them saplings we set out. There'll be frost come morning.
Oh, boy. It feels like there's frost now. I'm colder than January.
Well, it'll make you warm if you move around. Come on now. We got work to do.
Ain't nothing we can do to them saplings, Johnny. They're gonna freeze. And us, too.
All right, Will. You go on back to sleep.
I did like he told me. And next morning when I woke up, the first thing that caught my notice was that orchard of apple settings. Every plant was wrapped in some kind of cloth, and if there weren't no frost on those apple settings, there was plenty on old Appleseed Johnny, 'cause he was squatting over a little fire he made, and he was just one step this side of being naked.
Come on to breakfast, Will. I got some of the best dried apples and cornbread here you ever sunk a tooth into.
But Johnny, where's your clothes?
My shirt is wrapped around that first row of apple trees. My breeches wrapped around the second row. My long johns is wrapped around that third row, and that fourth row is wearing my socks and my bandana. And a piece of calico I was saving for a friend of mine out west. But them apple trees are saved.
Well, what's that thing you're wearing?
That's my fancy dress suit, boy. What it would look like?
It looked like an old cornmeal sack with holes cut in for your head and arms.
Well, it'd keep off the heat of the day and the cold of night, and by mud hole, I ain't in the fashion business, nohow. My business is apple trees.
Johnny, why are you so crazy about apples?
Well, now you sit down there, eat your breakfast, and I'll tell you. How much you know about apples?
Well, there's good eating.
Oh, there's good eating in more ways than you can count. There's applesauce and applejack, apple pie and apple butter, apple cider and apple cheese, apple cake and apple candy, apple wine and apple jelly. And then there's dried apples, stewed apples, preserved apples, fried apples, baked apples, and some likes them fresh off the twig.
Oh, apples make good eating. There ain't no doubt in that.
I figure the Lord must have made apples long about the fifth or sixth day of creation. I can just see him sitting off there on a white cloud saying to himself, now what can I give man that's as round as that pretty earth I made for him? Something with blooms on it, as pretty as this here cloud I'm sitting on. Something that tastes as good as the victuals we get up here in heaven. That's it. I figure the Lord put a heap of thinking into it when he made apples and apple trees.
I can't see what good they're going to do out here. Nobody around to eat them.
Oh, pioneers are coming, son. Folks like your pa, folks like you, folks like me. I foretell a day when folks will push as far west as the Mississippi, maybe farther. And when they've come along this trail, it'll give them heart and courage and something to eat. Find an apple orchard every now and then. Food for them to eat and a beautiful thing to look upon. Until they get here, it'll be food for the deer and such critters. Food for the birds and honeybees.
Oh, boy, the way you go on, I could eat one right here and now.
Yeah. All you got to do is reach in the knapsack, son, and pick yourself out one. Eat it in health and save the seed. And after that, I reckon we ought to be pushing on. There's land to travel and rivers to cross and many a seed to be planted before sundown.
We set out for the western country, traveling by foot and sometimes by raft, but never making as many miles a day as we should have. The reason being that Appleseed Johnny had to stop every time we come to a cleared space where the ground looked rich and plant some apple seeds. Sometimes we'd come upon a cabin, and the folks always knowed him and greeted him by name. They'd ask us in, and he'd spend the day planting them an orchard. And the nights he'd spend reading the Bible out loud. One day, after a long spell of traveling, we came out on a field where a man had a horse chained to a log. The log was too big for three horses to pull, but the horse was straining, but the log wouldn't move.